A coalition of 15 farm organizations has written to every member of the legislature, stating that groups like the Humane Society and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals will hurt their industry. In California last year, animal rights activists successfully lobbied against veal cages and sow stalls. Critics said they cruelly kept livestock from moving freely. Casey Langan of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says the campaign's in response to the Humane Society of the United States' Lobbying Day, which is next Tuesday.
We want to remind our legislators that they have constituents from around the state who are not only doing a great job of taking care of their animals, but this industry is a major economic driver at a time when that's more important than ever. We do not have a thriving livestock industry in this state if those animals aren't happy and healthy each day.
But the Humane Society's Jill Fritz says her group is actually using this year's Wisconsin Lobbying Day to talk to lawmakers about puppy mills and animal fights.
Things change. We address legislative issues when our members, constituents, say something is a problem and we'd like you to address it. The issue of intensive confinement is something on people's minds, but as of right now, we don't have solid plans either way on factory farm confinement legislation in Wisconsin.
Fritz says there are Wisconsin lawmakers crafting legislation to better regulate puppy mills, including State Senator Pat Kreitlow and Representative Jeff Smith. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.